Home Rock and Roll, 94HAY, it's 7:03. So, we got some clouds around now, but we'll get some sun later. High about 55 for today. And then it looks like a little bit of rain coming our way for tomorrow and Wednesday, and cooler, too. High's about 45 or so. We'll have Jen with news in about 10 minutes. Now, Alec Baldwin had a birthday over the weekend, and he's a great actor. I mean, whether you like him or not, I mean, he's had some really great performances. You know, he was great on 30 Rock. Classic Saturday Night Live stuff with the sweaty balls. Remember that?
Very funny guy.
And then he can do serious roles too. There was a movie called The Juror, I think. It was with Demi Moore. And he played the bad guy in that, where he was scaring the living snot out of her. And wow, was he good. He can be really scary, really intense.
He's a nasty guy, yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose that's why we're going to remember him, not for any of his acting roles, but for that one voicemail he left his lovely 11-year-old daughter just a few years ago.
And I want to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
Paul and Al, mornings on 94 HJY.
94 HJY, your home of rock and roll. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, Jim Shorts, you got your sports. What's happening there, my friend?
Well, we got opening day today for the Red Sox. Yeah. Celtics in a good position right now in the NBA. And we're going to take a close look at the Kentucky Wildcats and how disgraceful they can be sometimes. And their leader is getting this big honor that I'm pretty pissed off about. So we'll get into that a little bit in sports coming up in just a few minutes.
Time for Jen and the news.
94HJY News is coming up. That is your 94HJY News.
Okay.
Part stores.
HJY Traffic Report. Powered by Wheelock's Napa Auto Parts Group.
Look for a breakdown of route with on-time traffic. I'm Rich Kirkland.
7:16. We'll have Jim Shorts with sports coming up in just a few minutes here at HJY. Hey, no time for losers. No time for sore losers is more like it, you know?
You got that right. Those Man. Kentucky Wildcats, boy. Sports brought to us by Delta Dental. First, before we get to that, I got a question for you, Al. A food aficionado. Major League Baseball, we talked last week about the minimum salary being exactly $500,000.
Right.
You know, for rookie players and younger players or that such. Their per diem, the amount of money they're given per day for food while on the road throughout Major League Baseball, pretty much the big cities, you know.
Sure.
What do you think it would be? What would it cost? A reasonable expense for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the road.
Well, I tell you what, if you're talking a big city, probably like $200.
You think so? Yeah. Yeah, they get like $102 a day.
102?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing
they,
is
now,
like,
now they get a buffet at the game.
Oh, okay.
So they're pretty much done with dinner.
Because, you know, I know that, like, if you're in Manhattan, you want to get breakfast, it's $30-something a person right there.
You get anything normal, right? At the hotel.
But then lunch can be a burger. I mean, you know, you don't have to have like a steak at a steakhouse for lunch, right?
And then you're in Baltimore or whatever, or, you know, maybe a second-tier city.
Right.
And
should be a little more reasonable.
You can get by for $50 pretty easily, right?
Now, do you get to pocket whatever you don't use?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, then you start stealing sugar packs and ketchup packets. Not that I've ever done that. I'm just saying it's possible.
Like in college basketball, you're on the road. They can do one of two things. They can either give you a per diem, or they can feed you, like have team meals and stuff like that, and then you don't get any money. And back when Al Skinner was the coach, they gave the per diem, which was the amount allowed. It was very little money. I think it was $20 a day or something like that. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember Tyson Wheeler, he bought Cinnabons. You know, those like the pastry things. They're really good.
And they're huge.
But they're cheap. And he said, I'm going to live on this so that I can keep some of the money and buy myself a hat or something, you know, a baseball cap or something. So during the game, we were playing Duquesne. I remember during the game, he ran like he was running in quicksand because for the last 2 days, all he had was like 18 Cinnabons, you know?
Yeah, that's great for an athlete, you know?
It was not exactly your perfect
not your big supply of protein
for the big game.
How funny.
Oh, man. 7:24, Jim Shorts on Sports, 94HJY.